On this week's episode of Beyond the Whiteboard, we sit down with Jessica Burrows and find out why she drove 6 hours from Alabama. We talk home decor, Pinterest projects, and deep dive into medical marijuana. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode.
All right, you ready?
Because we're live. So here we go. Welcome.
Thank you.
So how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
I missed you guys.
Good. So, okay, hang on. Stand. All right, you got it. All right, so with us today, with me today, kind of flying solo, impromptu podcast today, we have the one and only Jess Burrows, who left us to move to L.A., which is actually
also known as Lower Alabama.
Lower Alabama. So, tell us about yourself.
I am born and raised in Clearwater, but grew up different parts of Florida. Lived in Naples, lived in Tampa. Finally graduated from school in Clearwater, so I settled in Pinellas. Then after high school, I went in the Army for 8 years. Came back, finished my bachelor's degree, then got my master's degree, and now I'm just living the life.
Bachelor's and master's from where?
I got my bachelor's from Florida Gulf Coast University.
FGU.
FGCU. Dunk City. That one time. And then I got my master's from South University over in Tampa.
Oh, cool. Where?
Oh, it's over in Tampa. It's from Georgia, and it's a private school. It's a small little private school.
Awesome.
Good Never deal. Heard of it?
No, I have not. I didn't know it was in Tampa.
It's actually named after a guy. It's not like South. Like his last name is South.
Oh, his last name is South.
Right.
Not like South.
Correct.
Alabama.
Which I learned halfway through the school year.
Oh, okay. Good deal.
Yeah.
So how's Jeff doing?
He's doing good. He's happy to be up there with his business partner. They bought a big warehouse building, and they're totally gutting it. Well, it's gutted.
Gutted.
So now they're going to put it all back together, and I mean, it's like big.
Really? How big? Like our warehouse big?
I don't know. Like 10,000 square feet?
Holy smokes. That is big.
For somebody who sells little things that go on a circuit board? I'm trying to figure out why he needs all this space. But
processor thing?
Yeah. So
we should back up and tell everyone why you're here. She actually drove down just to be on this podcast.
That's it.
No.
Six hours.
6 hours to be on the premier podcast on Merchant Avenue. No, she's actually here. We are all doing separate GORUCK events this weekend. I say all. We have our GORUCK clubs rocking it out. Myself and Rob James and John Witt are doing the Tough.
Oh, they are with you? I didn't know that. Yeah, that's cool.
I'm going to do it by myself. Actually.
Isn't Brooke doing it?
No. Brooke got us all into this, and she's in New Jersey right now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So we are doing she's doing the Tough in September.
Oh, okay.
So, throw John under the bus. He already signed up because I wouldn't be doing this. He wasn't. No, yeah, I wouldn't. I'd be maybe do the light or maybe not do anything. But glad he did because we're going to rock it out. So so welcome again. So how's Jacob doing?
He's doing good. He loves Alabama.
Well, yeah, because you guys do like a million things a day.
That doesn't matter.
When's reality going to set in?
But it actually started because he did start. Lately, he's been saying he's been kind of missing the fact that we just can't call people and like go places and have like an abundance of friends like he did down here. So every day.
That's the key word. Cause
yeah, and I try to explain to him that when he starts school in August, he's going to meet tons of people. So he's been a little upset lately, which is why, like, next week I'm driving all the way back down here just for a birthday party.
For a birthday. A six-hour birthday party.
Yep.
That'll be good. He's not excited about it.
He's excited for kindergarten, so.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good. And you guys have, based on your social media, have knocked out, like, every Pinterest crap you possibly could.
The true story is I will go crazy if I do not go on Pinterest and find something to do. Like, I have stayed at home with him for almost 6 years now. And when I wake up, I don't want to play Army Men every day.
Okay,
and,
so it's not him, it's you.
Oh, yeah, but he loves doing crafts. He's so excited to go back to school because, like, I just love doing crafts. So I don't have the heart to tell him that it's going to
They don't do crafts?
It's going to start changing a little bit.
So the latest creation was the popsicle holder, which was good. Was that crochet? What exactly was that?
Okay, so we made popsicle koozies because it is true he's apparently very sensitive and he says I just cannot hold this, the popsicle is too cold in my hands. So we made koozies and it's out of felt. I just went and got a And so we got felt and we decorated it. And Jeff was like beside himself. He's like, I swear to God, if we can't even hold the damn popsicle, he shouldn't be able to eat a freaking popsicle.
So my next question, who did you get the sensitivity from?
Him. So we did. We made popsicle koozies, and he loved them. Thank you.
They were nice.
They were made. They're great. Just felt that we like. I like hot. So I like measured.
That, so what kind of popsicle is it? Is it
the
stick pop or the
no like the frozen ones that you buy?
Oh, like Elise eats seven a day.
Yes, like those like Hawaiian punch, like whatever.
Maybe I should make some for her. She uses enough of them.
They know they come unfrozen. You know what I mean? Yeah,
you freeze them. Yeah.
The cheap ones, you know.
This could it possibly be a side gig? Maybe rock out some popsicle koozie business.
Ugh, he just faces like, you should have seen. I was like, is this serious? Like, yeah.
What else have you made?
Because, you know, you can buy them, and they're like the scuba gear material. You can buy them. I was like, I am not buying those. So I made them for $1.
Wow, you can buy them where?
Yeah,
like popsicle,
like you know, yeah, no, us, or... like at Publix, they'll have like you know how sometimes you'll just have random things hanging by the racks.
That's random.
Okay. I'm gonna make a Fortitude Fitness
one. Awesome, Fortitude colors. That's good. Wow. Okay, I'm sure Elise would love one because she's on the popsicle phase.
And she probably pour her fingers.
And exactly, probably. Maybe prevents frostbite. Maybe?
It does. It's maybe? She's you know it's just. But then he did, he felt so happy with it. He ate it so fast that the next complaint was that he was getting...
brain freeze.
I was like, I have no cure
no
for that.
No Pinterest for that. But there we can check it out and see. What else have you guys have done all kinds of stuff?
We're getting into the farming thing.
Yeah, so you guys went to a farm?
Yeah, we went to a couple farms. We go pick our own vegetables.
That's nice.
Friend of ours owns a farm with like grade A Angus cows and horses. He like... wrangle, like I don't know, he rodeos.
How are they graded?
I don't know. I haven't really gotten to that. How
are they smart? Or
they? I don't know. I don't know. But he specifically said that instead of just saying I have cows. So I was like, okay. But yeah, so we pick our vegetables and
farm to table.
Yeah, it's that's pretty good. Neat. Go to farms.
So Alabama's going good. You guys settled in?
Kind of. I mean, the guys are. It's different when you're like. The girl of the house, the lady of the house, and you have, you know, you're trying to decorate the house.
So what is the theme in Alabama? Because here we can get away with beachy.
See, that's what I thought. So I sold all my house is pretty tropical. I sold all my tropical stuff because I was like, well, I can't have to do like...
houndstooth.
Roll yes, tide. or you know, country chic, farmhouse chic. Yeah, not really. Because I didn't realize that everyone there goes to the beach on the weekend. So everybody kind of has either
Gulf Shores?
Like... Panama City.
Okay. Gulf should be the same thing, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't been there. Destin?
The Redneck Riviera?
I haven't Gulf made it Shores down there area? Yet. Oh, I don't know. So I'm just different. I don't know. I'm like not really country, but not really modern.
Rock and roll.
I'm just trying to figure it out up there.
All good.
So, but yeah, we're getting settled
in. Found the new home gym.
I did.
It's going well?
Starting to get settled in now, yeah. It was a little rough at first for me, but... surprisingly. It is different.
Not everyone forges fitness quite the way we do.
It doesn't.
Y'all have a 10 a.m. class?
They have a 9.
Which is really 10 because you guys are an hour behind us.
This is true.
So,
and that's really women's only.
Women's only class.
And it's 3 days a week. It's women only.
Really?
And then the other 2 days, it's at 8. And you can have only the women go to that one because it's like fierce or something. But.
Really? Well, mm-hmm. That'd be neat. I imagine that's kind of... I guess if you're new, it's kind of nice just having a...
I didn't go.
Oh.
But I'm sure it was. I did want to. I went a couple times when Jacob went to school, but I don't really... like, I don't get comfortable or uncomfortable working out with, like, a guy, so it really...
Well, I'm thinking more of if you're new to...
Meeting people
and fitness in general. It'd be kind of a nice thing just to have a gender-specific class. So it's kind of... as a owner, I would think it would take the edge off of... someone that's kind of like on the edge of coming in or not, and you're like, well, I don't want to be around this guy who's super good.
Yeah, trust me, that's how I feel when I went to the normal classes. But
so we weren't super good?
Like, no, that's not, I did not say that at all.
Okay,
never. But a guy coaches it.
Oh, okay.
The women's only.
Oh, that's fine. Is he good?
Yes, coach? Actually, he reminds me of you.
So he must be good.
He's amazing. He really does. He reminds me of you. Like, some of the things he says, he's like, okay, well, for just people who just, you know, want a fitness and don't need the Whitley.
I am so happy that fitness is taking off.
And just, you just want to, like, fitness and, like, sweat. You don't need to compete. This is what you can do. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Forging intermediate fitness. I like it.
And he believes in fitness outside the box. You don't have to just...
You don't have to fitness inside the box. You can fitness everywhere.
Correct.
Like, rucking is fitness outside the box.
Yeah, I miss doing that.
No ruck club up there?
Yeah. That one that I did that... Yeah, is me.
Which is interesting, because aren't you close to...
Fort Rucker.
Fort Rucker.
That's right.
We have a bag named after that, and they don't even ruck.
No, and I keep seeing, like, an RWB Fort Rucker group, but I don't... Nobody, like, I found a Facebook page, but nobody seems to do anything with it.
Oh, so it's not active.
Right. But there's not really any Go Ruck events there.
Mobile
or Georgia, which is a weird thing. I'm getting used to where I can, like... This weekend, should we go to Georgia? Should we go to Florida? Should we go to Alabama? Like, because we're so close. So close, it's weird. I've never experienced that in my life.
So, I think there's something coming up. There is something coming up in Mobile. An event, August something, I thought. But
I think the next one I'm going to do is that 9/11.
In September?
Virtual.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the virtual, the Travis Mannion. We're going to need to sign up for that. So, that's a, for those that don't know, that's a... you can do it virtually, 5K ruck, right? 5K ruck, or you can do, there's a race in Lithia that has a Go Ruck division, so you still get the patch and the whole bit. We need to sign up for that as well.
Because even if you do the virtual, you get the same, like, swag bag, the patch and everything.
And we get, we could still do the one in Lithia. The issue we have would be kind of two weekends back to back, because the Go Ruck 9/11 challenge is the weekend before, so childcare and all that stuff, and then I think a lot of us are doing the tough and the light for that, so back to what?
Okay, I mean, you're gonna ruck and do it in the morning normally, right? So might as well just
do it virtually,
right?
Yeah, and not drive to Lithia, which I'm not even sure where that is,
or from Alabama to Florida just to do a ruck. It was a good cause.
I was just hoping you guys would come down for the 9/11 one.
Maybe.
Because that'll be Brooke's first
heavy
dive into the tough.
Or tougher.
Tough. All right. So.
Trash
talk. Yeah, we're not going to. Yeah, right. We can. But we already covered that. But so what are you doing up there? Are you working?
I am. I'm still doing the same work that I was doing down here. So I work for a medical cannabis group that's in Florida. That actually just spread to Alabama or to Georgia. Or geez, I can't even figure out Ohio, because Ohio just passed medical cannabis. So we're actually in Ohio too. But we have, like, I don't even know, 20 locations around Florida at least.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So we don't. You never said what you said. You got your bachelor's and master's in what?
My bachelor's in health science, and then my master's in physician assistant studies.
Oh wow.
So, physician assistant.
So, let's talk about that. What is medical marijuana?
So, medical marijuana obviously is using either the marijuana plant or some form of the plant to use for medicinal purposes.
Is that the correct thing? Medical marijuana, or is it really, should we be saying cannabis?
I mean, it is cannabis, yes.
Okay.
It is. But the difference, I think, that differentiates it is you can take the separate parts of the plant, the cannabinoids, yes. And use them differently.
We had the attaboy for a while. So
it's attaboy.
Cannabinoids.
Sure, we can do that. Cannabinoids. That'll work.
So there's a bunch of those too, I believe. I'm doing some research. I think it was like 60 cannabinoids per...
At least a lot. A lot.
For that. So is there a difference between cannabis, and then we see that's real big, and heck, we even have brownies with CBD oil. Is there a difference between?
There's a few differences. CBD, like the CBD that you can buy at the gas stations now, or Bed Bath & Beyond, you can go there anywhere pretty much and find CBD oils.
Really?
Yes, it's everywhere.
Okay.
But the difference is that is, one, probably, if it is legit CBD, it probably comes from a hemp plant, which is different. It has absolutely no THC in it. It's not regulated by the FDA or anything like that. Okay. Hemp is grown specifically for the fibers.
Okay, because okay, I had a... Okay.
So you're just getting CBD.
I had hemp rope before.
Exactly. Okay. So you're they're breeding that plant for that reason.
Oh, gotcha.
These other ones that you can get at random places, who knows what is in that? I mean, it could be snake oil, olive oil, for all you know.
Okay.
Like, you have no idea what's in that or what's regulated. So the difference is that at least these dispensaries and these growers are very tightly regulated.
Okay.
With what product they're putting out there. So I don't know where they get their CBD from.
Gotcha. But so the CBD oil is from the cannabinoids.
CBD oil CBD is a part of the cannabis plants. You can separate between CBD and THC, different cannabinoids, okay. Yes.
Gotcha, I think.
And now it can be very confusing.
Yeah, especially since I'm not a plant guy. But.
I'm not a plant, trust me, I'm not a plant girl either, but.
So what about, I guess the first question that the big thing is this stuff addicting? Like, is it the gateway, like I'm going to take cannabis and then...
I think it depends on who you speak to, honestly.
Okay.
Some, you know, they categorize it as a category one drug, which is the same as heroin.
Right. Okay.
Okay? I mean, I know a lot of people that smoked marijuana in high school, and they are just fine with not doing that. Unlike some of the, correct, or they tried it and they've used it and they don't use it now. Unlike people who smoke cigarettes, and that's harder to get off of it. I think there can be a dependency on some people.
Okay.
But it depends on who you speak to between the addiction part of it.
So kind of a lot of the, I don't know much about just what I hear on different podcasts and different things you listen to, but there's always that everyone, the first thing a lot of people do is it addicting or not? And then the next thing they do is they compare it to alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, we're allowed to buy beer and
right.
Bourbon and all this other stuff, and no one's regulating that, and that's addicting, and it's just as bad, if not worse, because it's a
you get a physical and a mental component to that,
right?
Where I don't think you get that with cannabis. You can die from from withdrawals from certain certain drugs.
Okay,
you're not going to die from withdrawal. It's probably going to suck for a while if you got into it. You know, that's really what it would be for cannabis.
Okay,
I mean, you're not going to die from it. You'll be fine. And the only side effect really with taking it with cannabis on the other side is you have to start really slow and slowly increase your dose, because really the only side effect would be vomiting if you increase it. Your
too
THC.
Much.
If you increase your THC too much, you'll have vomiting. So then you just back off.
And possible weight gain?
No, actually, you'll find that most people that I've seen, they ask me to adjust their weight in the registry, because the state has a registry, which we can see, because they're actually more active because they can use.
That's true.
They, I was so they did. So I know they do, but
the joking and, munchie thing.
I've never heard that one before. You're no, so I'm unique. Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whatever. All right. So how does one? Now I'm picturing, I'm getting medical marijuana, and then it turns into how do we take this? Because I'm thinking there's only one way, but I'm sure there's not.
Yeah. So up until recently, they did not allow full flower. So like rolling up a joint or getting the buds. They did not allow that until recently. So there's different extraction properties you can get from the cannabis plant using different techniques. But they would get oils. So you could use a vape pen. So most people are using like these e-cigarettes. Uh-huh. A lot of times they're THC or CBD, medical cannabis. They use it that way. There are capsule forms.
Okay.
There are tinctures. Now there's oils that they just put a couple drops underneath their tongues.
Really?
There's suppositories if that's what you choose to do. I mean, some people can't take things by mouth. Or now you can get full flower where you can, you know, use the buds and stuff like that.
Full flower.
Full flower. You can go and pick up.
Which Pasco County has several of those
full flower
houses around.
So. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
This is true.
They were ahead of the times.
Always
ahead. That's the way Pasco rolls. So can anyone get medical marijuana?
I mean, no.
And what I mean by that is
let me
rephrase that. So I think a better way to ask that question, or what I'm thinking is, in other words, I don't know, I have allergies. I mean, in other words, is every medical condition
Not necessarily. So the state, when they did it, has nine illnesses or nine diseases that qualify you for medical cannabis.
Okay.
I have them down because I will forget them all. Cancer, epilepsy.
Okay.
Glaucoma, HIV/AIDS.
Okay.
PTSD.
Okay.
ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease.
Okay.
Crohn's disease, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, or MS.
Okay.
So those nine qualify. However, in the legislature, in what they wrote, they also said, or any other debilitating illness that a physician can show is a like class to these.
Okay, so what about just straight up like debilitating pain? Like,
yes.
I got, you know.
Oh, I forgot. Chronic non-malignant pain is also one of those. So, yes. So, let's say you had this terrible pain and it caused muscle cramps in your back because you have degenerative disc disease or something like that. As long as you show a do you need to get that?
No.
Okay. As long as you show a diagnosis, yes, they can say he has this degenerative disc disease with these muscle spasms that have very similar symptoms to MS, which is a qualifying condition.
Okay.
And they can show studies. You have to show studies when you put them in the registry.
Okay.
And then, so you could qualify. Same thing as anxiety. If it's debilitating enough, it can go back to PTSD.
Okay.
Obviously, cancer is the other thing, epilepsy. You can even get it if you have eczema, because there's topical ointments I forgot to say, really? Too. So it helps with eczema. Psoriasis.
So I guess my next question is, can I go to my family physician, or are there certain physicians that I would seek to do this? Or?
So the physicians have to go through a special course to the state to get a medical cannabis license, or the ability to be able to recommend it. So you just would have to ask your physician if they are.
Okay.
Or you can look it up on the state of Florida has a registry. Okay. Or you can go to, you know, one of these clinics that are specifically just for medical cannabis.
Okay. And I know that's always, and again, like the little bit of news I listen to is that's always kind of the other big thing of like, will they just give it to anyone just to generate money for themselves?
Sure. Some people will. Yeah. Some people will. We specifically require to have documentation. So most physicians do require you to have, you have to show that at least you have been diagnosed. You don't have to take pharmaceutical drugs. If you don't want to, you come in here and say, yeah, I've gone through therapy, or I have been, this is my horrible past, but I don't want to take benzos or Ativan and things like that. Okay, well, you shouldn't have to.
What's the next option?
Yeah, right.
Right.
And as you think, all these people that were potheads in the past, maybe they were just self-medicating this entire time. And who knows?
Is glaucoma one of those?
Glaucoma is, because it actually has proven to decrease the pressure in your eyes, which can cause irreversible blindness.
So it doesn't sound like this is a normal doctor's visit. So what would, can you kind of walk us through what a consultation or office visit would look like?
Yeah, so it's, you basically fill out an online questionnaire like you would in a normal doctor's office. Okay. Past medical history, your meds.
I just did that for my mom yesterday. It was like 78 pages. Oh. Was
there a lot of yes?
Maybe so. When's the last time? I'm like, she's 82. Like the last time she like polio. Like, oh, of course you got polio vaccination. Yeah. When? Like, I don't know. Like,
it's not quite
Caesar
as intense.
Caesar was the president.
Oh my god, terrible.
Julius Caesar and the price of bread was a chicken.
It's not as intense as, you know, going to like a family practice doctor. Right. But it is a basic questionnaire. You fill it out, you come in, you pay your money.
Okay.
And you see the doctor. He's, you know, goes over your notes to see if you qualify. And then they'll tell you, you know, give you a recommendation of what to use. And then it's probably like maybe 15 minutes. It's pretty cut and dry.
Okay, I'm going to... I'm trying to figure out the way to word this. Are they?
How come you have like a
thing? Because I don't know. Because you got that thing.
Oh, okay.
That's why. We're just talking about a microphone. Sorry. That Renee.
I just felt slighted.
Jess are both making fun of, but whatever. they are MDs, correct? I mean, they are.
Oh yeah, these are practicing physicians. Some of them are retired. We have ophthalmologists, OBGYNs, internal medicine doctors who. One's a guy who sees people for car accidents. Okay. Usually they are working their normal job, and then like 1 or 2 days a week or on Saturday they'll come and do this clinic.
Okay, so they are okay. Yeah,
and they are legit people.
Yeah. And do you find, or are you finding more family practice doctors opening up to that, or is that?
I think so. I think a lot of family practice doctors, not pain medicine doctors.
Right.
But there's a lot in the area. You think you'd be surprised.
Really?
Yeah. But they're separate now. I think when you go, you just don't like go to your appointment and like you can get it. I think you have to make a separate appointment.
Okay, that's kind of, yeah.
Because it's not covered by insurance, obviously.
Right.
But I think it's a separate entity.
Okay, because that was kind of my thing. Like, I was wondering, like, if I go see my primary care, or
yeah,
they'd be like, well,
I
here's
doubt
the
that.
Option. Like, you can do this, or
yeah,
come through this door.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know.
Okay, I was just curious.
I think it's a separate.
So
entity.
So what does it look like? I'm the patient. So I go and visit you. So then what? So you don't from what you just said, you use the word recommend, mm-hmm. not prescribe. So
correct.
What does that look like for me? You recommend, then what do I have to do next? I go, I'm a new patient.
Right.
So, I'm eligible for cannabis.
So the reason why it's a recommendation and not a prescription is because it's a category one.
Right.
And prescribe, you know, no one can prescribe category ones. So they are recommending, say, yeah, you're a great candidate, go ahead and try it.
Okay.
So you give basically certain routes. You can try different routes, whatever they want to try. And then you give them like a...
What's a route?
Inhalation,
okay.
Sub under the tongue, whatever they want to try. And they give them a max dose per day. And then they can go in there and kind of really pick out any product that they want to pick out and try and see if it works for them. Obviously, they help guide them. We kind of go back into more like CBD more than THC. I know people are like, oh, people just want to get high from it. But
right.
CBD is really where it's at for medical purposes,
okay.
more than THC. The benefits of CBD is amazing. So most of our docs are pushing high ratio CBD,
okay.
versus the THC. Not against it, obviously. But they'll say if you have anxiety, the typical treatment is high dose CBD. You can have THC at night. That's fine. Help you sleep, because a lot of people have anxiety, have difficulty going to sleep, but they liked high CBD. So they'll recommend like, hey, try this ratio of one part CBD, one part THC.
Okay.
And, you know, you can try that. But you are able to go to the dispensary and try different products.
So I imagine then, from what it sounds like, you are relying a little bit on, when I say you, the patient,
mm-hmm.
is relying a lot on the dispensary then to kind of know their stuff and have their act together maybe?
Dispensaries are full of knowledge because they can tell you all of their products, and you know there's different strains that you can go and get. There's indica, or there's sativa, or there's hybrids,
okay.
or just different type of cannabis basically is what that is.
Okay.
So different things are for different ailments. So the dispensaries are great. If your physician does not know which product would work best for you, that's a problem.
Okay, so he's gonna.
He should.
So I'm not walking in there and.
No.
And I'll be honest, one of the things I heard, and again, doing some research for this, I listened to a podcast, and they were like, just found out that my cell phone rings through my computer.
Okay.
Imagine that. Okay. So one of the things that I heard, I forgot my train of thought, but one of the things that I heard was like, oh, the doctor just recommends it, and then you kind of walk blindly into the dispensary and like, yeah, you're good for cannabis. And then you walk in and now it's up to you to figure out
which I'm sure that happens.
Strain. And of course, I guess it's like anything else, depending on what you read and listen to, you're going to get whatever side they want to sell. But
I'm sure that happens. I don't doubt that, you know, but in a good invested physician will know what product would work best for you. Now, there's different dispensaries that have different products all over the place. So, you know, sometimes people will just take a dose and they'll take the same thing for a while and it's not working, so they just keep increasing it. No, switch dispensaries.
Okay.
Go somewhere else. They have they don't go to the same growers. They have different, you know.
That sounds so funny. Okay.
They have different products. Now, also for CBD, I'll tell you that people that take a dose and was like, oh my gosh, that was amazing, I feel great. Okay. CBD has to be built up in your system.
That's what I heard, right? Like 30 days or something?
Yeah, at least. I mean, like sometimes it takes a couple months.
Because it's,
yeah,
a natural, it's a natural thing.
And CBD is great for anti-inflammatory. So just like if you popped like an Advil, if you had, oh, I have a headache, I pop an Advil, it's going to help for that pain right there. But if you had a chronic knee pain or an injury, you would take it consistently to get the anti-inflammatory properties built up,
okay,
which is what CBD is. THC is for pain. CBD is for anti-inflammatory. So it has to be taken, and you take it consistently. Now, I'll tell you that people are eating it and are just taking the capsules, just give them your money and say, here you go. Because CBD has such a low bioavailability when you take it by mouth. It goes to the liver, and then your liver breaks it down, and by the time it gets absorbed into your blood system, it is worthless.
Really?
Yes. So the best way is to actually inhale CBD. The next would be a tincture.
Okay. So when we had on our, on the air, kids coming in. Hi, kids.
Get in.
Hi. Can we, shh, we're live. Okay. Our kids are looking at us, but. All right, so anyway, back on track. So when we had on the lady from Jordan from Base Culture, she was saying that I think 25 milligrams is the most CBD. Careful, whatever you say is going to be broadcast to everyone.
No. 25 milligrams. A lot of times we say we want at least 50 milligrams, okay, at least a day.
Maybe that's regulated in food products. Who knows?
It probably is, but yeah. I don't know, is that, is that 25 milligrams in the brownie? Is that 25 milligrams after it's broken down by the liver? Like, because you're not
in
getting
the brownie, yeah.
Yeah, you're not getting that once you break it down. The bioavailability of it, it doesn't like, it's hydrophobic. So you really have to have the fat. So it's not really broken down. You're not really absorbing that much at all.
Who kind of phobic?
It's hydrophobic. So it doesn't like, you know, it doesn't get absorbed in water. It has to be, yeah.
Sorry, I
didn't know that. It you need a higher dose if you're going to be eating it.
Okay, so I heard about this medical, how do I go, I heard it, you need a card, right? Like I can't just, you can't just recommend it to me and then I go to a dispensary.
Correct.
And get it. Don't I need some kind of, so what does that look like?
You do. So the state requires you pay them like $75, I think, a year, and you have to submit a picture. And you, once you get approved or recommended by us, you fill out your application, send it to the state. You get put into a registry, an online registry, and you have like a card, I guess. And you just go into the dispensary with your card. It has to match your ID, and then you get to be taken to the back. It is. You can't. Like, it was a pain for me to get to the back. You get taken to the back where you can see all of their products on display, and they'll go over them.
So you've actually been to these?
Oh, yeah. I've been to Trueleaf. I haven't been to any of the ones.
Which Trueleaf?
Clearwater.
Okay. Is there one around here?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yep. Local?
Oh, yeah. Right down. I think it's on 54 and Little, maybe?
Really?
To look it up. Oh, yeah.
No, I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in the... I, of course, have one route to and from the gym, so I have no idea what...
Our doctor's office has a location right here, too, on 54.
Oh, really?
But I think we're right next to Trueleaf.
So you're not going to someone's house, or...
This is not a doctor.
Knocking on the door.
No, that's a negative.
Yeah. Here's $10.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So we went over, like, we talked about some of the specific ailments and things like that. So are they continuing to broaden as more research comes out? Are they going to keep getting those ailments to get increase the amount of things that are covered under the
I think cannabis? So. I mean, once they really put in that if you know, any illness that is like or similar class to the ones that already are qualifying, you pretty much, you know, you can really find an ailment, a legitimate ailment.
Okay.
And put these people, I mean, it's amazing people that have been on seizure medications that still have seizures that have now only taking cannabis from us and have not had a seizure and do not take any epilepsy medication.
That is awesome. And you know that
it's amazing.
And I again listened to a whole bunch of stuff even, and it sounds like it's such an amazing thing, and you just wonder why it's not even more popular to be used.
I think it's just a stigma around. I think people don't, I think there's a lot of people who want it for rec purposes. And I think a lot of people are using this for rec purposes, but a lot of people really, they don't understand it. They don't understand that, you know, we have our own chemicals in our body that mimic CBD and THC. They are identical.
Oh, okay. And I heard a little bit about that, and I didn't, and I kind of, right, that we have
So we have an endocannabinoid system that's already in our body, and we have these receptors on these outside of these cells that, you know, basically they kind of monitor what's going on and it tells the cell what to do. And we have two neuro, you know, transmitters or two chemicals that one mimics THC and one mimics CBD. And the one that mimics THC, you know, or the CB1 receptors or one of the endocannabinoid system is in the brain and in the central nervous system. That's the one that really goes to the THC.
Okay.
And then the CB2 are the ones that are in your gut, your anti-inflammatory, that goes for your immune system.
So that's where the like CBD that. Oil comes.
Well, that's where CBD. Yeah, so these two neurotransmitters. Now, even if you take, they can match up. They're all over the place in the body, and they can match up to each other.
Okay.
So, like, if you have THC and you don't like the high from it, you can take pure CBD, and it'll help knock it down a little bit. It's kind of like taking, if you had like AA battery ports, you put a AA battery, it's going to work perfect. If you put a AAA battery, it's going to fit, but it's not going to do the same job.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it's kind of like they fit, but not really. But we already have these chemicals that mimic in our body. So some people think, well, if we have it, why can't there be a natural deficiency in them already that we just don't know about?
Just like there would be in magnesium or
serotonin for serotonin, depression, right,
or whatever, right, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's interesting. I never, like I said, I heard about that the other day.
Yeah,
but I never knew that. That's pretty cool. So yeah, so hopefully this opens up and it becomes more available. And like I said, it's the stigma behind it, I think, that really
is
that ruins it for a lot of things, because everyone thinks it's so bad, and they're living their high school days.
It's very true. It is true. And I think once you know somebody, I mean, I didn't even know what I was going for interview for. I thought I was just going for like a job. I didn't realize it was, nobody told me. And I was like, this, what are you talking about? I mean, I just came from the emergency room where I was prescribing narcotics all the time.
Right.
And so I was really, I had that stigma. I had, that was just a joke. And now I'm like, man, this is like great. Like I see how happy these people are.
So you're recommending this stuff, so you are seeing firsthand the benefits of it.
That's amazing. Awesome. And people that are getting off of the narcotics, they realize they never felt better. Like they're like, one, I have my pain's more controlled, and I didn't realize how terrible like I just felt every day.
So that's the one thing, you know, that I don't get, because like you said, they'll prescribe a narcotic without a problem at all. Like you got, oh, your back hurts, here, take like 10 of these, and you know, you don't even know where it's spaced out, looped out, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And but yet when something like this that might help, everyone's like, I can't do that.
Yeah, it's money.
I'm sure.
It's pharmaceutical money.
Yeah. So you mentioned something like the edible portion of it. And this is a serious question. So
it sounds serious. It's starting off with a laugh.
Because I don't know how to ask it with a straight face. But it is true. So like, you know, Colorado, like, is one of the bigger places that have rec use marijuana that I know of. I don't follow it all that closely. But so they sell like the stuff in like brownies and chocolate and lollipops and all that stuff. So is it the same stuff? Is it?
You think it's special cannabis or?
Yes. Look at me like that.
Like, is it the same? It's a different plant.
Well,
like,
is it?
They don't grow gummies off the plant. They just.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Yes, so you can't go to Trulieve.
Like a marijuana lollipop plant. I get that. But
that would be. You ever seen Magical Butter? Like you ever seen like the big SUV or the?
No, I have seen it. I have no idea what it is, but I've seen it.
Okay, so he's like a chef, I think. But yeah, so you can. People take some of these oils and stuff like that you get at the dispensary, and they put it in their coffee in the morning. They put it in their butters. They put it in their brownies. They do help make.
Okay, so but that so that's okay, so it is the same. There's no, so the same plant that they are using for the goodies in Denver,
yes,
is the same.
Yeah, they're
stuff
just going
your...
to. Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Yes. I don't know which. Yes, you can go and you can pick out different plants from a dispensary, but yes, it's all the same marijuana plants.
Okay,
all
that's all.
And then you can go in dispensary now and make things. There's edibles are not, you can't go buy an edible now, but you can go buy the stuff to make your own edibles.
Gotcha.
Essentially.
So we don't, and again, I have no idea what our, mm-hmm. what our rules are. So, we are okay for medical use in Florida now,
mm-hmm.
for medical, but not
rec.
Correct. Use.
Correct.
Are they trying to do that?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, okay. I'm sure. We're moving slowly towards that. Make sure you have your cannabis, you have your card with you, or you will be in trouble. And another thing, I was if you have your oil, like your THC oil, your CBD oil, and you do not have your card, that is a felony. Like that is a felony if you don't have your card.
Well, whoa, CBD oil?
The oils itself. If you have your cannabis oil,
right,
and you don't have your prescription, I'm pretty sure that's a felony.
But what about, I mean...
It's just like, it's no different than having Xanax and having a prescription.
I get that. But in other words, like, even the stuff...
No, that you get at Walgreens?
Yeah.
No, because that's probably not real.
Okay, CBD. Well, that was my question.
They're probably like, oh, you're an idiot. So,
okay. You should be arrested.
You're right.
I'm not going to. Well, no, like in all seriousness, like the CBD oil in the brownie, right? Now, obviously, it's in a brownie. Someone's going to know there's CBD in it, but... Or...
If you have a prescription, you have to have your card with you.
Okay, so if I go on the internet and I buy CBD oil, just plain old CBD oil, I guess there's plain old CBD oil, will I get in trouble for having it?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. So just the medical.
It's just CBD.
Okay.
Yeah, because at that point it's a prescription.
Gotcha. Okay, I see. I see the difference. So if you prescribe it, you better have your card.
If you can, and if it can come in the mail, it's not like cannabis. Because it's a federal crime still.
Okay.
So it cannot be... They do... The dispensaries do deliver, but they will deliver by... Like, they will drive it to you.
They're not, like, Amazon Prime?
That would be amazing. No.
You guys have Amazon Prime yet? I'm doping.
Wouldn't that be great? Yes. Would you stop that? We have Amazon Prime.
All right. So, yes. That's really all I have. That was good. It was good stuff. So, we'd like to end the show with some resources.
Okay. All right. I just have...
Do you have a favorite website, app, or book? It doesn't have to be related to CBD.
Yeah, so the... Oh.
You can.
I mean, the best website would be Leafly.
Pinterest.
Pinterest. First of all, my favorite app would be Pinterest. Okay. What else I have on my phone? No, Pinterest, that's it. And then... I don't have Wattify anymore.
There's a whiteboard.
The best website for cannabis to get the best things that we reference all the time would be Leafly, LEAFLY.com.
I'll put that in the show notes.
And they do have an app. That's the best marijuana review. It goes over, has studies and things like that.
It does have studies?
Yeah.
And that's the thing, because, again, I think if you talk to 10 people, you probably get 10 different answers and 10 different, like, oh, it's good, no, it's not. I mean, it's like anything that's sort of,
yeah.
I don't know. Out there, like, there's people just don't, of course, we get that way. I think we just talked about that last week about battling some of the myths and stuff that are online and how people are one side or the other and make you want to think about it.
I think just because we get so many, like, you think if you're gonna be 17 years old, you're just gonna go and get, you know, cannabis and because they want the THC, but really, as a good doc, they really know that the CBD is really where it's at.
Okay,
it's the best.
Gotcha. What about a book? Reading anything?
No, I'm reading a review book because I have to retake my boards. That's it.
Oh, what?
So that's very informative.
Now, can you get board certified in this? No, because it's not...
No.
It's not recognized yet.
Yeah, no. I just have to take my boards for my license.
License, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Awesome. You got anything else?
Thanks for having me. Thanks for letting me wad today.
No problem.
It
was good. You did good.
I'm excited for tomorrow. Great.
Good.
Drove down.
Six
hours.
He better
be amazing.
For a 5-hour thing.
To get my butt kicked, and I paid for it.
That's good. So.
We'll see.
All right, guys. Well, thank you. And cut.
Is it still going? That's it for this episode of Beyond the Whiteboard. Thanks to this week's guest and sponsors for bringing this episode to you for free. Make sure to check out fortitudefs.com, where you can find the show notes, including all the links and resources mentioned and information about Fortitude Fitness. If you haven't subscribed to Beyond the Whiteboard on iTunes yet, make sure to do so. Comments, ratings, and reviews are always welcome. That's it for this week. Be sure to check back next week for another great episode of Beyond the Whiteboard.